Jim, thanks so much for doing this. So let's start with the Blue Jays. Do they, outside of Josh Donaldson, who we understand has a ton of value and is still under contract for another year, is there much of value outside of the young starting pitching for this Blue Jays team?
Yeah, I think there is. I mean, look, I think that the Blue Jays, first of all, are not going to sell at the deadline. They're five out in the wild card, and they're going to try to make a run here, so I'm not expecting big moves from any of their guys. However, I do think that Marco Estrada and or Francisco Liriano could have value. They've got to pitch well their next two or three starts going into the deadline. And I know you'd sit there and say, well, you know, why would the last two or three starts matter? Well, it does matter because in the case of Estrada, the last 2 years coming into this year, no one had a better batting average against. So why is he having such a bad year? I don't have the answer for that, but I do know this. If he comes out and does what Jose Quintana does and finishes strong, the value will come back. There's too many teams looking for starting pitching, and there's not a supply. That's why Theo Epstein overpaid, made the deal as quick as he did, because he looked around the industry and just saw they're just not available. And so even though both would be rentals, there's going to be value. Houston wants that third starter. Cleveland wants that third starter. Milwaukee wants that third starter. So, again, if they can pitch well, that would be, to me, probably what the Blue Jays end up doing. I don't expect them to move Donaldson or Bautista or certainly not Sanchez, Stroman, Ozuna like everybody wants. I do think Mark Shapiro wants to get better for this year. I think he wants to get better for the next several years. But I also think they think they're in this thing, and being only five back in the wild card with the news that Michael Pineda is going to need Tommy John and is probably out for the year, you know, certainly the Blue Jays have enough talent to make a run here and get back to the postseason.
You mentioned Estrada being a guy that needs to increase his value here if the Blue Jays want to recoup something for him as a pending free agent, Jay Happ, with another year on his deal. And certainly the stuff is more there. I mean, Happ throws harder. He's a guy who it makes more sense when he's successful. Does Happ still have something to prove to potential suitors here in these 2 weeks, or is it just Estrada?
I mean, I just keep hearing Estrada and Liriano are the two names that they're listening on. I have not heard that they're listening on Happ. You guys may know more than I do, but the GMs that I've talked to, and I've talked to three of them that are searching for pitching, and I've talked to Toronto, Happ's not been a name. It seems to lean more towards Estrada and Liriano. I do think Jay Happ has pitched well his last few starts. I think he continues to get better, and I think he will continue to, and he's controllable through next year. And you can't trade three starters if you're Toronto. Certainly one or two is going to be difficult enough to do. So I would tend to think that it'll be Estrada and Liriano moved and not Happ.
Yeah, I guess the perspective from us was that because Estrada's had such a rocky month and a half, and that there were analytics to kind of back up that maybe there was a bit of a luck factor involved in his last couple of seasons, and that he might be getting the league might be catching up with him, or that his luck might be catching up with him, that his value would have potentially cratered. And you look at it and say, okay, well, if you can't really get anything back with him, and as you mentioned, the Jays are not completely out of it, and if they don't want to completely punt on the rest of the season, why give up Estrada for nothing? The argument, I guess, for Happ would be, and I guess this is where my question's going, is the market for Quintana. If you look at the last couple of seasons, obviously he's younger, he's got more control, he's had a better track record throughout his career. But Happ, if you look at kind of the market of what would be out there from left-handed pitching standpoint, you would think he would kind of be the next guy. And if you were the Astros, especially, who seem to be looking for help, do you think that that kind of set the market in terms of what a guy like Happ could get? Not that he would get that level of return for prospect capital, but that maybe he could garner, say, a top 100 prospect or even a couple of them?
I think you could definitely get one. I'm not sure you're going to get a couple. You know, the unique part about the deal with the Cubs and the White Sox is that you get 3.5 years of control at a dollar figure that is significantly below what the player's worth. Jay Happ's got a great deal as well, but it's a year and a half. So to give up Eloy Jimenez and Dylan Cease and what will amount to probably be 6 to 8 years of control of those two guys, you know, you don't pay that price if it's Jay Happ. You pay that price because of the controllable and the figures on Quintana for me. So I don't view them as a comp. I'll agree with you that Happ should have much more trade value than Estrada and Liriano because you get a year and a half and because, quite frankly, he's throwing better. recently. But again, I think when you're looking at the Blue Jays, I don't think we're talking about a rebuild here.
Mm-hmm.
At the very least, we're talking about a retool, right? I mean, you still have your core there, and you're going to go into next year with Sanchez, Stroman, and Happ. That's a pretty good threesome to start with. If Estrada is gone and Liriano is gone, you're still going to need to build the rotation to replace those two guys. So again, that's what you got to look at, because don't think you're going to walk in to the offseason and have Mark Shapiro compete for Darvish or compete for Arrieta. He's not going to spend that kind of money. He didn't play on Price. He's not going to play on those guys. We just got done the Futures game, and I was in the World Dugout, and I text Mark afterwards, and I said, Guerrero and Brendan Rodgers were the two best prospects on the field, period. I don't care what everybody else says. I mean, that's how good Guerrero is. He's a teenager. And look at what Bo Bichette has been doing. He didn't perform as well, obviously, as Guerrero in the BP and in the game, but you could tell that he's also another good prospect. So, you know, Toronto's going to build up their system. I don't see them unloading the system to get pitching. I don't see that happening. So that's why I say you got to be careful with Happ. Liriano and Estrada make sense to shop them and see what you can get. But I just don't think you have the pitching depth to trade all three.
Okay, but yeah, you mentioned the retooling and that the Jays probably are not going to be in on big names in free agency. And that's kind of what we learned this last offseason, which is that the Jays tried to retool around the roster and they found it difficult to add the pieces that they really wanted. They wanted to add more speed. They wanted to add more left-handed hitting. They weren't able to do that. They weren't able to address that because it's tough in free agency. And so for this Jays team, when it comes to retooling, it seems that if you are going to be able to kind of change the dynamic of this team in some part, that you would have to sacrifice a serious asset and not one that's just maybe a fringe expiring one that struggled like Estrada.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. I mean, but at the same time, the guys that have the most value are the guys that you don't want to trade because that's your core, right? I mean, Josh Donaldson, Sanchez, Stroman, and Osuna, are those the four? Pilar, maybe, because of his defense and center? I mean, are those the five guys that maybe Justin Smoke, if you believe what he's doing this year, are those the six guys? And so, you know, you can't really trade much of that core and then expect to be contenders in the future either. So that's why I think they're going to try to keep the core together and build around them.
So how do you do this? Talking to Jim Bowden, Ben Ennis, J.D. Bunkus, it's Sportsnet 590, The Fan. How do you go about it? Because I think what the Blue Jays have is an advantage over some of the other teams that are in similar positions in the American League is that they do have financial clout, right? Like, this is the reason why they can't tear it all the way down to the ground, because they have one of the highest attendances in the American League. Can you flex that financial muscle, Jim? Does a move for a D. Gordon type make sense if it's just a matter of eating a larger salary?
Yeah, I mean, look how quickly, you know, you could turn your team around and have a whole new face with just a couple small moves. You mentioned D. Gordon. You know, you go to the Marlins and say, we'll take some of your bad contracts off your books. We'll take Valquez's bad contract off the books. We'll take Ziegler, Tozawa's bad contracts off the book. You give us D. Gordon. Now you put D. Gordon at second. You sign Lorenzo Cain as a free agent to play left. Now all of a sudden you're more athletic. You've got winning player in Cain that's proven that he can help you get to the World Series and a good leader in the clubhouse. You add the speed of Gordon and Cain, and all of a sudden you're more athletic. I mean, look how quick and fast that happened. And Valquez replaces Liriano, who you traded at the deadline for a prospect. I mean, it only takes two or three shrewd, quiet moves to be able to quickly get yourself back in position. I mean, let's not forget, this core has been to the ALCS two of the last 3 years. So that's how good this team is. And, you know, certainly there's some aging issues and declining issues that concern you behind the plate at shortstop and in right field. A few spots where you've got to understand you got to get younger and more athletic. You need younger players. You need more guys in their prime, 26 to 31. You need to focus on that. But really, two or three key moves by Mark Shapiro and Ross Atkins can put them right back in position a year from now.
Who's the biggest name you see moving here this month, Jim? Or I guess we could look past the non-waiver trade deadline to recallable trade waivers. Is there a name out there? I mean, Sonny Gray doesn't quite have the same cachet as he used to have, but he's certainly a guy that could be on the move. Is there a big name we're not talking about that could be on the move?
You know, I'm in the minority here. I think this trade deadline is going to be a dud. And the last 3 years, I predicted exciting trade deadlines, and I kind of nailed that. But this year, I'm not really buying that it's going to be exciting. Do I think there'll be a lot of movement? I do. I think you're going to see a lot of relievers move from the Brad Hands to the Dave Robertsons to the Pat Neshek. I think you'll see a lot of those guys moved. But in terms of the big sexy names like the Tulowitzkis and Prices that Alex Anthopoulos did a few years ago, I don't think we're going to see that kind of deadline. If the Rangers decide to sell, Yu Darvish will be the biggest name traded, and he'll be a rental, and he'll get a nice haul for them. But right now, their position is, hey, we still got a shot at the wild card, and their position is we got a better chance of signing Darvish as a free agent if we don't trade him. So right now, they're telling teams, no, they're not going to move him. But I think he's got the potential of being the biggest name. If somebody wants to overwhelm Pittsburgh for Cole or McCutcheon, you know, they could be the biggest name moved. But in talking with the Pirates, it doesn't sound like they're motivated right now to move them, nor have they had any offers that they're even, you know, considering moving them. So I think this trade deadline, honestly, has got a chance to be a dud.
And do you think it's that way because of how many teams are still in it for the wild card, especially in the AL?
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, I do. I mean, I don't think there's any question. I mean, you look at the American League right now, truthfully, there's only three sellers, Oakland, Chicago, and Detroit. And Detroit can barely sell because all their guys have no trades or they have inflated contracts or they're in decline. So, yes, they may move J.D. Martinez or Kinsler, but they're not going to move a bunch of guys because they can't. They're kind of hamstrung there. So what do you have left after them? You got Oakland and then the White Sox, and that's it. So what are the big names? From Oakland, it'll be Gray, Doolittle, Madsen, and Alonso. They'll be the four, right? The White Sox, after doing Quintana, have Frazier, Robertson, and Melky Cabrera is probably the next ones. And then when you look at the National League, teams that are selling, you know, the Mets' big names will be Reed, Bruce, and Granderson. Philadelphia has, what, Hellickson? I mean, they don't have a lot of big names out there. The Reds, you know, again, not huge names. They may trade Cozart. That may be the biggest name. But right now there's no teams that need a shortstop. The Giants are going to have a hard time finding someone to take their inflated contracts of Samardzija, Moore, and Cueto based on their deals. And the Padres' biggest name that's going to be traded is going to be Brad Hand. So, you know, part of it is that the competitive balance in the American League, or parity, or whatever you want to call it, and part of it is there's just not a lot of big names that are out there on the market right now because most of the big names are in contending teams.
Jim, before we let you go, you've been in positions to make difficult decisions. Josh Donaldson, I don't think he's going to be traded here before the end of the month this season. I think he's a Blue Jay for the end of this season. Perhaps there's a different conversation this offseason when he does have the 1 year remaining on his deal, and if you're the Blue Jays, you don't believe you can re-sign him. Would you be in conversations to move Josh Donaldson if you were in Ross Atkins' position?
Yeah, I would. I mean, look, I love Josh Donaldson, and I think he's the hardest guy to trade because he's your best position player, and it's not even close. But I'm a big believer in, just based on history, that you've got to always prepare for what's ahead. And when you get past your prime years, and he's going to play next year at 32, and not that he can't play for several more years and succeed, because he can, but he'll be more injury-prone than he's been. And the value is only going to start declining significantly in terms of trading. And so, you know, I would sit there and say, okay, how can I get a better core, 26 to 31, for the future of Toronto? Because I'm worried about Tulo's age and Martin's age and Bautista's age and their declining performance. How can I fix this thing going forward? Well, you know, you may have to get really creative and do some really ugly things to accomplish that. For example, trading Donaldson to try to get three young pieces. Maybe taking advantage of Smoke's great season that he's had, trading him, and then replacing Donaldson and Smoke with free agents like Moustakas and Hosmer, and then hopefully trading Smoke and Donaldson, getting five prospects back to go with Moose and Hosmer, and all of a sudden you're younger, you're faster, you make the deal to get D. Gordon, and all of a sudden, you know, your team has a much different look, flavor, younger, more athletic, more energy. You know, but you're going to have to be really creative here. Are there any takers for Tulo? Any takers for Martin? I mean, if I could dab any takers for them, I'd move them with Estrada and Liriano now myself. Because I would look at this team. I'm not sure this team's good enough to get to the postseason this year. They're certainly within striking distance. But I look at the farm system and I go, okay, how are you going to fix this thing to get back to the World Series? And I think it's going to take some really uncomfortable deals to accomplish that.